enchantment. Marku Lindros, I was wandering, lost in thought, turning down random street corners. I inhaled the pungent aroma of cheese shops, the scent of perfume from women passing by, and the smell of yellowed paper from the bookstalls along the Seine. Behind Notre Dame, in the Jewish quarter, a young woman was playing the cello in the bright daylight. The woman is beautiful, like the Madonnas of altarpieces, with her hazy eyes following the musical notes. Her slender fingers climbed up and down the neck of the instrument, paused to sustain a note, vibrato rippling through the air like gravity does space. The bow presses harder against the strings, and the cello responds, deepening its voice. In the woman's expressive body movements, an inner dimension is transmitted from the instrument around the house corner like a rustle of wind. In my imagination, with her eyes closed, she follows the melodic patterns, traveling the secret paths of her soul as if caressing herself. The woman who is playing glances in my direction as if hearing my thoughts. I am still in the twilight liminal state of reality that began this morning, and I experience connections to what I hear as if I were wandering in an image-free and wordless universe of spiritual understanding. The sound of the cello designs reality into paths and landscapes, vibrating in the dimensions of the strings curled inside the atoms. I experience the strong pull of subconscious mind currents to the beyond. The mind floats in music. The enchantment shatters when I am about to put a coin from my pocket into the hat in front of the woman who is still playing. In my pocket, I encounter the bony hand of a pickpocket, instinctively grab it, and swing behind me with my other hand without seeing the thief. A high-pitched girl's voice screams, and I release the hand in shock. A ragged girl escapes through the crowd to somewhere. The cello has become silent, as if in fright, and everyone around me is staring at me. A moment of confusion, with no one knowing whose side to take. I put the coins saved from the thief into the hat and leave in embarrassment behind the nearest street corner, my eyes searching for the girl to make amends for what just happened.